Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
What are you expecting on the O-line? Because one of the things that I was talking about with Flo, and he's the guy that I'm really disappointed in, actually, through the first month of the season. I think at this point you have to do the, I mean, you've moved everybody else around. I think the responsible thing now is to move Austin Jackson to a guard spot or to the bench, one of the two. What are your thoughts on that? Because he's hurting you everywhere.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I agree. My colleague Omar Kelly said the same thing. He feels he's better suited at left guard. Others as well. I mean, I've heard Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald as well say the same thing. Austin Jackson has shown some flashes in run blocking. I will give him that. We saw that that Malcolm Brown touchdown run in Vegas. I mean, he mauled a defender so that it created the cutback lane that Brown had. I think we've seen some good things for him in run blocking. But then in pass protection, he's on that left side. It's been, atrocious. Any word you want to use, any negative synonym you can find for him at left tackle since in these past three games, he missed the first one. If you want this first round pick to see if you can work him out, that might be the best move. I just don't see it right now at tackle for him. He's giving up way too much in pass protection. Right now, it's even more so because Jacoby Brissett, that's his blind side. Whereas at least when it's Tua, then he doesn't have the right tackle spot, which is the left-handed quarterback's blind side. So it's really hurting the Dolphins right now. They can't get the deep passing game going in part because of that. I mean, there's many reasons why that's not working. But, that has some reason to do with the fault. And right now, I would kind of like to see him at guard and the tackle spots have been troublesome thus far.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And one of the things you just pointed out, David, and David Ferronis, of course, from the South Florida Sun Sentinel joining us. Follow him on Twitter at @DavidFerronis_. You talked about him excelling at run blocking. Maybe being in a phone booth, which that's what you are at guard and center, that you're playing in a small space, maybe that's the best way for him to get better at pass blocking too, because the guy's right in front of you. Whereas obviously on the edges, there are things they do to create space and get you out of your stance and get you out of off balance and those kind of things. Because if he's at least doing a decent job run blocking, maybe also in the pass protection, it might be a little easier for him to do it from that guard spot.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you. I think a lot of the times that we see him give up pressures, it's when he has a lot of space to cover, and then a defensive end, an edge rusher that has those moves can kind of give him that quick step one way and then go the other way. And he's just not quick enough on his feet in that kind of space to react. So I agree with you. Yeah, if he has less space to deal with, then maybe he could just let that big body go to work and pass protect that way, and he'd be more effective there.
David, last year there were things that worked, and this year there are things that work, but you're not doing it at the right time. And so when I look at Flo, and he's the guy that I'm really disappointed in right now in the first month of the season. Gesicki, they used him this past week, but you haven't been using him much throughout the season. Why? Devontae Parker, you're throwing to him at the end of games, not at the beginning of games. You can do these kind of things and draw penalties in the first quarter. Why? Jerome Baker was more of a pass rusher last year. He's not getting after the quarterback. Why? Andrew Van Ginkel was a guy that was way more involved. Why isn't he more involved? Where is the amoeba defense where they just all stood around and surprised people and came at you? What's going on with that? Miles Gaskin is your best player, and the offensive line sucked last year, just like it does now. And don't give me this shit about pass protection, because if he's running the ball, he doesn't need to pass protect. So, and he's also a terrific receiver out of the backfield, and so is Ahmed, you know. So why aren't they being used? I mean, I can start to think about all these things from last year or some of the stuff going on this year, and I have to ask the coach, what's going on?
Yeah, there's so many of those examples. I mean, a lot of it is that some of these players are just so one-dimensional. Like the coaching staff doesn't trust Mike Gesicki to be able to run blocks. So then when he's in the game, well, it kind of telegraphs to the defense, well, okay, well, they're in a passing situation here. And then that's why you see him suddenly pick things up in the fourth quarter when they're coming back in Las Vegas from down 11. And then the only thing you can do is throw to get back into the game. Miles Gaskin, they don't trust him clearly in pass protection. But then, you know, when he's in the game, then it kind of insinuates to the defense, yeah, all right, this is what we're doing. He's in there to go ahead and get touches. So it's high likelihood that that's where the ball's going. And, I mean, he was averaging 5 yards per carry the first three games, even though he was only getting about nine carries per game and also getting some touches in the passing game. But then really his usage fell off. Gaskin, I'm talking about this past game. And, early downs, we're seeing a lot of the Durham Smythe and Adam Shaheen combination, and then not a lot of Mike Gesicki. You know, sometimes you have to wonder as a coaching staff, do you just throw out those dual possibilities and just say, all right, you know what, maybe we are telling you what we're doing with our personnel, but this is where we're best, so we're just going to do it. So you have to kind of weigh these things to get your best players on the field.
Did you pick up on the press conference? He basically laid it all on the players. When Tim Reynolds asked him about, are they getting return on their investment of their practicing? And he said, hey, we practice well. We're not making the mistakes in practice, this and that. It's we're not executing. He kind of laid it all on the players yesterday in the press conference. In a way, they're not making the mistakes in practice, but they're making them in games. And I'm sure different sides of the ball are frustrated with what's going on. So is it a lack of concentration from the team on game day? And is the coach treading some dangerous ground by laying it all on the players at this time? Because I just mentioned to you several things that have to do with coaching decisions that you're not doing and things that could help you out. And players could be saying the same thing I said. Why aren't we using Gesicki more? Why didn't we throw Parker in the first quarter? So these kind of frustrations build up, and maybe there's a lack of concentration. Do you feel the coach is playing with a little fire by laying it all on the players yesterday?
Yeah, a little bit for sure. And it's interesting because that was a shift from where we originally saw during this three-game losing streak, Brian Flores' stance, where he was putting it on himself at first, saying, you know, it starts with me. We kept hearing that in press conferences. And then Monday was kind of when it first really started to shift, where we're just not executing better. And you mentioned the return on investment from these solid practices that the team is allegedly having that then lead to these still poor performances on Sunday. So, and then today we just had assistant coach availability. And obviously, usually they echo some of the same things that the head coach is saying. So a lot of what we got as well today from the offensive coordinators, other assistants, was some of the same things, is that putting it on execution as opposed to a lot of what the coaching staff is doing. So, are they covering up for themselves? That's a question right now. Or are they in pinning it on player execution and, saying that they're not seeing these things during the week? But and then it's just that was one thing that Coach Brian Flores mentioned when you said the lack of focus, attention to detail on game days. So it is an interesting dynamic and how it shifted rather quickly.